in studio today, I've got three guys. Grant Stewart, Trevor Itumuleng Molefe, and Lerato Ratumbo. Hello, guys. Hello. Come sit closer to the mics. Don't be scared. The people want to hear what's on the heart and everything. Before I get into what you're here for, we've got to introduce you, you know. Just like personality, what do you do for a living? Just put them in the picture. If they met Trevor right now on the streets, who are they meeting?
They're meeting a boy from Tsakane in Brakpan. I was currently based. Yes, I'm from that side of town.
We've got good people there.
I'm also a good person.
Okay, that's good to know.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a qualified diagnostic radiographer. I'm a founder and senior pastor of Mercy Seat Family Fellowship in Villa Liza, Boksburg. And I love Jesus with all my heart.
What is a radiographer?
Have you ever done an X-ray or a CT scan or sonar?
Are you the guy that presses the button and says, turn left, turn that arm?
Well, I don't do that anymore. I used to do that, but yeah, I'm sort of the big boss now.
We're speaking capital letters going forward. Lerato, tell me who you are.
So I'm a born-again believer. I love
that's a
Jesus
great way to start.
With all my heart. Yes. Yeah, that's the foundation right there. A digital marketer by profession, marketing graduate as well. Currently studying at CFCI Bible College together with a gentleman here. And yeah, I just love Jesus, you know, and I'm very entrepreneurial. So hence why we're here today, also just to share what we have been doing.
See, he was the originator, the brain origin of what we're talking about today. And Grant?
Well, pretty much very simple. I've got a PA in fatherhood. So I've got three kids. And
a paar nogal.
Yeah.
A paar in fatherhood.
A PA in fatherhood. So yeah, that's my life. I basically love Jesus. That's what I live for. I love to see people being saved, and that's what I want to see every day, is just to see people being saved. We live in the end times, and so, yeah.
It's now or never.
Yeah, if we don't do it now, it's maybe too late. So, yeah, I really do enjoy what I'm doing. I'm also with Lerato in CFCI, in Bible College, so we're doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so you two are in the church, but you're the pastor, like big boss in different places.
In actual fact, our ministry is turning 10 years this coming Saturday on the 6th of April. So yeah, I'm one of those who went into ministry before going to Bible College. So, and I decided after some years of
better late than never,
let me go and study and see what these people are studying in college.
And are you enjoying it?
It's quite interesting because you get to learn a whole lot more than it's revealed to you in your prayer closet and your study room and all that. And you discover other truths that you did not even know about the Bible and about God and Jesus as a whole. So, yeah, I'm learning a lot. I'm glad I took this step to go to Bible College.
He's widening his horizons. Okay, yeah. Lerato, this was your idea. What's that first... That first seed, what did you see? What did you notice that brought you here?
Yeah, so first of all, I am involved in evangelism at church. So we've been doing that for quite some time. And then most of the time we actually go out into the streets and do street evangelism. And so you learn a lot in those kinds of setups, you know, when you're speaking to different kinds of people from different kinds of backgrounds, different mm-hmm. kinds of languages, and different kinds of experiences as well, you know. And so therefore I saw a gap in terms of, you know, how I'm informing Christians about their faith and helping them to know what their faith is. And then also to share their faith boldly and confidently, you know. So hence we decided, you know what, why don't we create a platform that exactly helps people to do that, to know their faith mm-hmm. and to share their faith, mm-hmm. you know. And we've got apps nowadays, you know, that help to help our lives function, you know, through various things. And so why not with evangelism as well, you know. And we thought about, you know, also contextualizing it, you know, for the local community, whether it's in South Africa here or even globally later on. You know, and making it make sense for those kinds of environments and societies.
So the idea is, I'm scared of speaking. Mm. I'm cautious because I don't know how.
Yeah.
So the idea is to make it so simple that anyone can do it.
So simple, so easy to use, so simple to refer to. in mid-conversation, you know, and be able to connect as well with people, because at the end of the day, you don't want to lose that personal touch with the people that you're speaking to.
Grant, I want to know, were you always willing to speak to people about Jesus? Was this something that, that God took a while to get there, or was this a passion on your heart forever?
Well, it's, you know, from nature, I'm actually an introvert. So, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to get into that, to get to know people and to basically just, you know, step up to a person and say to him, you know, this is who you are, this is what you want to do. But on the end of the day, when your heart gets saved, there's something else that changed within yourself. Mm-hmm. And that just changes everything. I remember that a time that I was actually walking in the mall and the Lord was speaking so, so clearly to me. But I was shivering inside. I was thinking, yeah, I am really terrified of people. I can't even put a sentence together. How am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. And it's just like the Holy Spirit just comes over you. So I think it's that willingness, you know, that obedience that you have towards God. And if you take the first step, the Holy Spirit will empower you and encourage you to do that. It's just you taking that first step in faith. And I think from there on end, it's much easier then to be able to minister to people. I think everybody's got that fear inside him. Mm. If you have to stand in front of a schoolroom and you need to do a presentation, you know, you're sweating and everything. But yeah. On the end of the day, God just takes that away because he wants you to do that. I think of Moses, you know, he was stuttering. He said to the Lord, how can I do this? But yet because of his willingness, God empowered him to do that. Mm. So for me, it's a passion to be able to spread the gospel and to speak to people about my love for Jesus and also, you know, how God loves them. Mm. So definitely, it's definitely a journey that I can say.
And I think it's a journey for the church in general. We've been talking about losing your first love this past week now. Yeah. And that one of the signs of you losing your first love is losing a passion for the lost, is that you lose God's heart for people. You can't say you love God, but you don't love people. Exactly. You can't see a God that you love a God that's not visible if you can't love people that's visible.
Yeah.
But do you see this in church in general? I'm asking this because I feel that if the church did have a passion for the lost, we would be growing. Our churches would be bursting out of its seams.
Yeah, I think as Grant has said, there's an element of fear, but at the same time, there's an element of not understanding our mandate. I'm all about Matthew 24 and Matthew 28, where the Bible says, and after all these things, the gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached all over the world, and then the end will come. In Matthew 28, Jesus Christ says, all power has been given unto me. Now go and make my disciples, teaching them everything that I taught you, teaching them to obey and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that is what I'm all about. We need to be preaching this gospel, especially now as the Church of God. We need to be preparing the church or the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm passionate about that. I believe with all my heart that this is the time. We cannot delay anymore.
It's called the Great Commission for a reason.
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask, you start, obviously, this is something that's on your hearts. But you're in Bible school. I just want to say, people in Bible school, in Afrikaans is verplichtend. It's the right thing to do. You've got to have a passion for the lost.
Yeah, yeah.
The proof of the pudding is normal people in normal churches out there. So I want to ask, Lerato, have you tasted this? Have you been asking people, or is this why you're here? Do you want to ask people, or have you started asking them? What do they think? Do they want this? Do they want to know how to evangelize?
Good question, because we're currently running a survey right now where we're asking people, do they actually need something like this? You know, and it's very interesting. Most people actually associate themselves and say that I am a Christian.
Yes.
You know, I have been born again. And the follow-up questions were very interesting. Also, we asked people, okay, cool, would you share your faith with other people? And majority of the people have been saying yes. You know, and another interesting question that we asked people is that, do you think all Christians should evangelize? You know, in a certain percentage, about 80 or 70% or so said yes, you know, and the rest said no, you know, and there is actually a problem because we are all ministers of the gospel as Christians.
Yes.
You know, we all should be sharing our faith because when Jesus said go, he was implying all of us. Not just pastors, not just the evangelists, not just teachers, not just prophets and otherwise, right? It's every single Christian. And we should treat this as a privilege as well as a responsibility, because Jesus said we must carry our cross. And it's our responsibility to do what he started. He came to do what? To seek and to save the lost. So why should it be any different with us?
How often? Okay, Grant, let me ask you this. Because it's one thing to know the right answer. Of course the answer is the right answer. Yes, we all should evangelize. But to actually go out and do it. So the question would even be, so when's the last time that you did lead someone to Christ? Or had that conversation with anyone? Asking that question, when's the last time you spoke? Or even ask them whether they saved or not. So what does it take to move us from the head thing to the passion like Jesus's passion?
Well, I think it's purely because of your relationship with God. So if you've got a relationship with Jesus and you know that he's living inside of you, and that everything that is inside of you is actually created to glorify the Lord, I really think that is something that you can move from towards to. And, you know, I'm thinking about where Jesus had actually come and said that I didn't come to be served, but to serve.
Amen.
And I always say to my team at church, I say to them, you know what, by serving someone else or by bringing someone to the Lord, you're actually washing that person's feet spiritually.
Mm-hmm. You're loving them.
Yeah, you're loving them. And that's exactly, you need to be the example of who Jesus was. In fact, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. So I would assume that the same would happen if we need to follow Jesus and we need to, you know, be the example that he has set for us to do. So on the end of the day, it's all about just portraying who Jesus is and to love people like he loved them.
Okay, so I want to know, Mr. Trevor, this is an app. This is a thought. It's available to people. So here Lerato comes and says, let's do something like this. What do you think when you hear the concept in the first place?
When I heard the word evangelism.
You were already excited.
Something jumped in my spirit. You know? And looking at the times where we are right now, everybody's always on their phone, on some app, doing something. So even those who are sort of unreachable, it will be easy to reach them with an app that they can download on their phone and every time and again log into it and answer some questions.
And have notifications that pops up and says,
every morning when you wake up at 5, you get a notification.
That asks you, who are you going to speak to today?
Exactly. So that's what really got me excited. And I was like, I'm part of it. I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. We spoke to people who, they do the three circles, which is very, very easy way to get this thing done. And they say they pray every day for a God-prepared person.
Amen.
Every single day, whether they go to a restaurant, they're waiting for that person. Mm. And if you're expecting them, it'll happen. Okay, you got to tell me, Lerato, what is it you want from our listeners? What do you need?
So participation, you know, we want to know from the audience, you know, do they feel like this is something that is needed, you know? And so we currently, as I mentioned, running a survey. So if people want to know how to get hold of that survey, how they can actually input that information, we'll share that information with them, you know, and we really just want to hear from the public, you know, how do they think they can make a difference in their local communities, you know, through evangelism. And we want to also have pastors and ministry leaders involved, you know, because this is not just about the app itself, but it's also about empowering churches to empower their people. You know,
so it's not denominational.
Exactly, to make an effect in their communities, you know, because the quicker we get this job done, like Trevor said, the quicker we can get out of here.
So what's the timeline? what are we planning now?
So right now we're in the planning phase. We're in phase one of the project. So basically we're just building it right now in terms of what that looks like, you know, and what audiences are we going to reach, how are we going to reach those audiences, and how people can actually use this app and share it with people. And then from next year, the year 2025, we're going to enter into the development phase. space. And then when it comes to the launch date, we are definitely going to be inviting Radio Pulpit just to be involved in that launch event.
So you've got a friend. Have you got friends? Because that launch, that the development stage can be expensive.
Yeah. No, we've got friends who already...
Body pals.
Exactly. And we have to yoke ourselves with the right people also, right? Yeah. So it's important that we have the right people involved. They've got different expertise, different skills. And right now, we actually need developers, you know, as well as content creators, you know, to help us to write this content. So if you are out there...
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yes, yes. Do reach out to us as well.
Okay. How do they contact you?
Well, they can contact us through a... email address.
Yes, I've got it. I've got it. info@fillthenet.online.
That's correct.
Okay, we're going to post this on Facebook because we are streaming. So we're going to put the contact details there. info@fillthenet.online. You can see they didn't bring a girl. The girls will tell me exactly what this thing is. And then also you have the survey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? How does this work?
So the survey is currently running on Google Forms. We can share that with you.
We'll help you out there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You see, if you want the form, if you want the link, it's just a link.
Yes.
So I can do this. If you send me a WhatsApp or a Telegram to 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. The normal Radio Pulpit WhatsApp or Telegram number. We can reply back with the survey link. You're going to click on the link. It's going to take you to a Google form and you're going to jump in and help out these people. We need to get this done right. Otherwise, they're wasting their time. Let's do this right from the beginning. And it's as simple as that. It doesn't even have a name yet. You're right in this from the right in the beginning. Okay. So guys, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. This is more than just blah, blah.
This is doing something for Kingdom. There where people are already looking, like you were already saying. And we want to be there, right? All the way with you as you get through. If you need a next step, we'll be there again. Yes. We'll help you out. So send that through. And we'll also post the email address. If you can't send us a WhatsApp, if you need to use an email, info@fillthenet.online, and they'll send you the link as well. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the opportunity.